The whole idea of the pension was to provide public servants with a decent retirement when they left public service. It wasn't to enrich them, to make them wealthy, to allow them to retire younger with more money and be able to go off and play golf while the rest of us supported them.
Hi, I'm Ted Ballacher with Reason TV, and today I'll be sitting down with Jack Dean. Dean is editor and publisher of PensionTsunami.com and vice president of the California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility. Why don't you describe briefly what PensionTsunami.com is?
Well, PensionTsunami.com is basically a news aggregation website. And what we do is gather on a daily basis very early in the morning. We scour the media and see what kind of pension-related items may be showing up. News stories, editorials, commentaries, blog posts in many cases, and then we take the best of them and put them on the website for the day.
So you're also vice president of CFFR, for those who worried about the CFRs and the global conspiracy. It has nothing to do with that. What's CFFR?
That's the California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility, and it's an organization that was founded by former Assemblyman Keith Richman after he was termed out of the Assembly. And it's a nonprofit political organization, and its goal really is pension reform in California.
In a nutshell, what's the problem with pensions in California and elsewhere?
It's pretty universal that too much has been promised to public employees. And the problem with the public pensions is that they are a contractual agreement that can't be broken based on the California and the federal constitution.
And so you have situations where people are maybe 50 years old and they retire getting 90% of their last salary. Is that correct?
Right. Well, for public safety, the 3% at 50 is what is the gold standard, I guess you could say, for the fire and police, which allows them at the age of 50 to retire with 90% of their salary. And then, of course, if you take into consideration the cost of living increases after that, you can see that over a period of time, they end up getting more in retirement than they were actually getting while they were working. So it would be silly for them to keep working after the age of 50 or 55.
And compare that to Social Security. We think of that as an entitlement, something that we'll get no matter what. How is this different?
There's a number of elements, and this is part of the problem with trying to explain it to people, is there are so many pieces to the puzzle. One, of course, is the retirement age, and with Social Security, everybody has to wait until 62 at the earliest, and normally 65, and then now 67, which they've moved the goalpost back for the coming generations. But with fire and police, for example, if they have put in their 30 years by age 50, they can retire and begin collecting immediately. So not only are they getting more money than you would get from Social Security by far, they're also starting to collect it earlier.
There are thousands of public employees in California that are making upwards of six figures per year just in pension benefits. CalPERS, as you know, they're mounting a response. They're catching a lot of heat. They say things like, well, the average pension is only about 25 grand per year plus these folks don't draw on Social Security like most people do. What's your response to that?
Actually, there are several possible responses. The first thing that always amazes me is that they bring up Social Security at all, because we'd gladly at this point trade them. If they want Social Security, we'll give it to them and eliminate the pension. But in terms of the average pension, I mean, that is obviously, what they're doing is, to get the average, they count everybody, they include everybody, going back to the oldest on the list, going back 20, 30 years. The real problem has been created during the past 10 years, since 1999, since SB 400 passed, since all the formulas were increased.
So is it fair to say, when we're comparing the U.S. to Greece, that everyone's trying to say, to what degree is this comparison fair? It's really a difference in degree, but not a difference in kind. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think what people are looking at is the fact that debt is causing all of these problems. And the debt is not just any one thing. In this country, for example, you have to look at the Social Security liability, Medicare, then all of the state public pension plans that are underfunded, and then all of the local pension plans that are underfunded. And you begin seeing this number, you know, grow and grow to the point where at some point we're not going to be able to pay for those pensions and do all the other things that people want to do.
I want to read you a quotation from Willie Brown that I'm sure you've heard many times before. Willie Brown, of course, used to be Speaker of the California Assembly for many years, former San Francisco mayor. Earlier this year, he said this, quote, "Talking about this is politically unpopular and potentially even career suicide for most office holders. But at some point, someone is going to have to get honest about the fact that 80% of the state, county, and city deficits are due to employee costs. Either we do something about it at the ballot box, or a judge will do something about it in bankruptcy court." What does it say that someone with liberal credentials like Willie Brown is talking about this?
I think he experienced firsthand what was happening, and he has seen it continue to grow in magnitude. In fact, he was interviewed about 2 weeks ago, I think it was a Sacramento TV station, and it was a very brief comment. The interviewer asked him, "Do you think that this will cause the state to go bankrupt?" He said, "No, I don't think the state will go bankrupt. I think they'll just stop sending out pension checks." So, you know, he's aware that this is a serious problem.
In a lot of ways, you can see parallels between Willie Brown and L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Mm. Prior to being mayor, he was a union organizer. Now he's seen what right. The other side of that is.
Well, he was in the assembly, too.
Oh, right, exactly.
But
going from the from being arm in arm with unions to seeing what excessive pensions can lead to. And now, of course, there's this Wall Street Journal article. Lead author is Dick Reardon, former mayor of Los Angeles, saying that based on LA's own projections, the city will be bankrupt by 2014.
Right.
Do you are you buying that? Do you think Los Angeles could go the way of Greece?
According to a number of economists that I, you know, keep in touch with, and there actually have been a number of pieces that have been written, blog posts on economic blogs, that Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco are already bankrupt. They just don't know it, or they won't admit it.
And that was a big problem with Greece, is that they sort of cooked the books to make it look better than it was.
That's right, yeah. And I think another great quote, in fact, it's on video, too, it's on YouTube, is Bill Lockyer, who's a Democrat, our state treasurer, saying that that something has to be done about the pensions, and that his opinion is the legislature won't be able to do it, or the state will go bankrupt. Now, as we know, the state actually can't declare bankruptcy, so it means that there'll be some kind of default in some fashion that we may not even have envisioned.
So what should be done about this?
Well, that's a hard question. The only thing that really can be done is that benefits can be scaled back for new hires. There is no quick fix to it.
Politicians are always saying these days, a favorite saying of them is, we have to avoid kicking this can down the road.
Right.
What happens if we continue to kick this particular can down the road?
Well, I guess it will mean that our children or grandchildren will be faced with some serious choices. My personal feeling is that something is going to have to be renegotiated with the current retirees. The local governments, for example, in Palm Springs, of all places, are discovering they're having to do things like close their Olympic swimming pool in order to pay for the pension benefits. New York City, they now have, I think, as many retired policemen collecting pensions as they have cops on the beat. The whole idea of the pension was to provide public servants with a decent retirement when they left public service. It wasn't to enrich them, to make them wealthy, to allow them to retire younger with more money and be able to go off and play golf while the rest of us supported them. So I think, and this attitude is growing out there in the public. People are beginning to realize what's been done, and they're not happy about it.